The Abbott government's new look ministry will be sworn in today as the Prime Minister looks to, in his words, reset and refocus the government and improve its fortunes in the new year. But it seems the Prime Minister's own office is also facing a reshuffle. Fairfax is reporting that three key staff, including Mr Abbott's communications chief, will be moved. The paper says the Prime Minister's head of media, Jane McMillan, has clashed with his powerful chief of staff, Peter Credlin, over what's been seen as the failure of the Prime Minister's communications strategy. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, let's start with the new cabinet. Among those taking the oath of office, Susan Lee, who becomes only the second female member of cabinet. The PM clearly needing to improve female representation. But look, when asked by a journalist what was his greatest achievement for the year for women, he said this.
Women are particularly focused on the household budget, and the repeal of the carbon tax means a $550 a year benefit for the average family.
Now, those comments didn't go down well in some circles. Publicity for all the wrong reasons. What went wrong?
Well, I think they're unexceptional comments in themselves, but the problem is that Tony Abbott always has trouble when being asked about matters affecting women, and so people are more on the lookout, they're more critical than they otherwise might be. The other thing is, I think he does put far too much emphasis on the carbon tax or its removal. I think that people have moved on beyond that, and it almost seems as though whatever he's asked, he defaults to his original election mantra. I guess you can also say that it does highlight the fact that he has this continuing so-called women's problem ongoing, which is not about misogyny, but is about the fact that he just doesn't appeal to women voters very much, and he makes gestures like the cabinet reshuffle one, which was important, which was good, but his critics are never going to see it as enough, and it's very hard to really say, oh well, we've got two women in what's quite a big cabinet. That's enough. That's really good. People are going to say, what, only two?
It must be said the Prime Minister in that answer also pointed to his paid parental leave scheme that he's trying to get through and his promotion of in total three women in yesterday's ministerial reshuffle, including those promoted to the outer ministry. You know, to what extent is it a problem of just saying carbon tax when the electorate, in your analysis, is saying, yeah, we've heard all that, we've factored that in? Or to what extent is he kind of labelled by being the person who sat opposite Julia Gillard for that misogyny speech when she focused all of those historical comments of his about women and the ironing and all that? To what extent does all these comments sort of echo and are seen through the lens of that speech?
I think that speech was damaging for him, but I think that the problem is wider, and it's not about being a misogynist. I think that accusation was wrong and unfair, but he does have, if you look at it electorally, he does have a problem with women voters. They just don't warm to him all that much or much at all. And when you're coming up to the next election, which will be tougher than the last one, of course every last vote is important, and the gender gap in his support will be significant and something that he'll need to address. Now, it's no good just pulling out the family at the last minute. I don't think that works. But on the other hand, it is hard for him to recalibrate on this front, and the paid parental leave scheme, which goodness knows has cost him enough support and brought him enough criticism, one would think that would appeal to many women, but it hasn't really done the trick.
It does go to the question of his media advice. I mean, that was a fairly predictable sort of a question that was asked to him yesterday. Now we see these reports in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning saying that the Prime Minister's media chief, Jane McMillan, will not return to his office after the Christmas break after clashing with Peter Credlin, the tension said to be over the media strategy in the wake of the budget.
Yes, and the report said that a point of tension was a story that got to the Fairfax media. Now, one of the problems, I think, with the media strategy of this government has been that it has been a totally tribal one. The whole government is very tribal, but this has come through very strongly in the media strategy, and things are announced through certain outlets and not given to other people. Now, of course, there are always strategic leaks by any government, but this government has taken that strategy to absolutely extreme lengths. It essentially divides the media into friends and enemies and works through the friends. Now, eventually, this backfires, and it has backfired. It's an ill-judged sort of strategy, and you would think experienced people would understand that point. You would think Tony Abbott would understand that point, who in his previous ministerial life was not nearly as tribal in his dealings with the media.
Interesting analysis. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Ellen.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.